My Letters and Sounds, Phase 5, Reader. Jake's Amazing Mission by Helen Dineen. Jake couldn't sleep. He looked out over the city. A bright light whizzed across the sky. Hey! What was that? Jake grabbed a torch and went to check it out. A spaceship! The metal door hissed open. Two strange shadows appeared. Hello! I'm Luna. And I'm Astro. Greetings. Luna and Astro had been sowing star seeds across the galaxy. Star seeds are baby stars, Luna told Jake. Our friend Cosmo was helping us, said Luna. But we lost his signal, said Astro. I can help you search for him. Jake climbed on board. He put on a spacesuit and an oxygen tank. Cosmo was sowing blue star seeds. If we look for those, we will find him, said Astro. Get ready for launch. 3, 2, 1. Blast off! As soon as they left the Earth's atmosphere, Luna handed Jake the controls. Do you want to be the pilot, Jake? She asked. Yes, please. Flying the spaceship was much harder than in Jake's games. Careful! Look, blue star seeds! They landed on a cold, lonely planet and hopped out to explore. Cosmo isn't here. But something else is. Move! Quick! Next, they flew through an asteroid field. Jake had to steer the ship carefully. Jake dodged and swerved past the asteroids. Great pilot skills, Jake, said Luna. You are improving. A huge moon loomed straight ahead. Tiny blue lights sparkled and glowed. Look, more star seeds, said Jake. There's our friend! It's Cosmo! Shouted Astro. Help! I'm stuck in this crater! Don't worry, said Jake. I've got a plan to rescue Cosmo. Jake skillfully steered the spaceship closer. He held it steady over the crater. Come on, Cosmo! Luna and Astro gripped each other and slowly lowered themselves down. Soon, Jake's amazing mission was all wrapped up. Phew! Safe at last. Let's party. Time to take you home now, Jake, smiled Luna. Yawn. The next morning, Dad switched on the news. A shooting star. That's special, said Dad. Jake smiled. After all, he knew everything about it.